Joshua Randall, Joshua Randell. Joshua was born 9/8/75. This is a 49-year-old gentleman comes in today for multiple medical issues and problems. First of all, he has a tendency to drink too much alcohol. Because of that, his potassium was low, his magnesium was low. He says he's cut back on the alcohol, and he's still drinking from time to time, but he says from last weekend on, he's not going to drink anymore, period. In the paragraph, it's time to do his blood work, to check his potassium, and check his magnesium level. He also had what looked like alcoholic liver disease on the ultrasound, but I'm going to check a GGT and a hepatitis profile at this time as well, period. The paragraph, his blood pressure is out of control despite being on irbesartan, although he missed a few days. His wife, who works at the pharmacy, tells me that even when he's taking his medication on a regular basis, he still has issues with his blood pressure, period. The paragraph, he had a soft tissue sarcoma, which he ended up with seizure disorder. He's on Keppra, and because of that, he's disabled, period. Social, lives with his wife, talks way too much. No, don't put that in there. He doesn't drink. He says he's quit drinking at this time, and he's cut back on his smoking. Surgery, craniotomy, secondary to his brain tumor, medical problems, seizure disorder, diabetes, hypertension, hypogonadism, related to his alcohol use, medication. This is a new medication list, make a new list for him, allergy none, then put metformin 1,000 twice a day, then Keppra ER 500 twice a day, potassium 20 milliequivalents a day, irbesartan 300 once a day, Norvasc 10 milligram at bedtime, DOSE natural supplement for his liver, recommended by Dr. Pyatt, one shot of liquid medication a day. And then allergy none, COVID immunization none, then weight 177, 97%, 98.9, 2089, blood pressure is 205 over 112 for the reasons mentioned above, period. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, next row, JVD, skin shows, no rash around the coast, with candidate, logical, non-focal. Number one, first and foremost, alcohol use slash abuse. We had a conversation about this, and he's going to stop alcohol altogether. He doesn't need any medication. We talked about AA, but he thinks he can do it on his own, so we'll see how that goes. Number two, hypertension. He's going to be a combination of Norvasc at bedtime, 10 milligram, irbesartan, 300 milligram in the morning. Seizure disorder, continue with Keppra, has not had any seizures for a long time. Most of the reason, the main reason he's on medication is because of his craniotomy. Next thing is soft tissue sarcoma of the brain. Next time is diabetes, increase metformin to 1,000 twice a day. Next time is we're going to hold off on his magnesium till we get levels. Next time is continue with potassium once a day. Next time is increase liver function test, most likely related to alcohol. Get a GGT to prove that and get a hepatitis profile for the sake of completeness. Next time we've already looked at his liver on the ultrasound to make sure he has no space occupying lesion. None was found. Next time, let's come back to alcohol and the fact that most of his problems is related to alcohol, and if he quits drinking, these symptoms, findings will go away nicely, and he understands that, so does his wife.
What is that, the paper that you copied from me? That you wrote that for me, you know? Yeah, we're going to put that in the chart.
Next time, I wrote out his medication and gave it to him so there won't be any confusion about what he takes. Because he does have some bouts of confusion, most likely related to his craniotomy, seizure medication, and his other multiple medical issues. There you go, man. Thank you. That's it, and goodbye.